This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to what was spent in the campaigns and what might be spent in post-election legal fights, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
In the election of 2020, records were broken.
It's a lot of money this year. It's just a lot.
Pete Quist directs research at the nonpartisan campaign finance tracking organization followthemoney.org.
This is the most expensive election we have ever seen.
Nearly $14 billion will be spent by the parties and campaigns this year, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. That's more than double what was spent in 2016.
It's the Democrats who are the big winners in the money race.
Dartmouth government professor Linda Fowler says Democrats have done particularly well with small donors through the online platform Act Blue. But she says the Republicans' Win Red donor website has also raised large sums.
Even though this price tag of $14 billion total for everything is so high, small individual donors are about 22% of the givers.
Democrats still have a substantial war chest left over following the election. The Trump campaign is appealing to donors to keep giving, with automatically recurring donations through mid-December. For what? Well, to pay campaign bills that are still coming in, and to fund potential litigation that could drag on. Chara Torres-Spellacy teaches election law at Stetson University in Florida.
Going into presidential elections, it is not uncommon to have a small army of election lawyers in your back pocket. 2020 is probably on the extreme end.
Republicans and Democrats went to court in multiple states before the election over voting rules in the pandemic. And President Trump has threatened to bring post-election legal challenges, which could keep a lot of lawyers on the clock. There's precedent here, says Princeton political historian Julian Zelizer, the disputed election of 2000 between George W. Bush and Al Gore.
You have to have a war chest that will basically take you through December. It's not just to pay for lawyers, but to even pay for a political team to keep the cause up. They don't want to be the campaign that's caught unprepared for the post-election day challenges.
And Zelizer says money left in a candidate's coffers after that can be handed over to the party or used to jumpstart the candidate's re-election campaign. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.